Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's
your cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and at it, Greg. Don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
My sincere apologies for at one point looking at the Red Sox lineup and saying, who the F is Abraham Toro? And so therefore, I sincerely apologize. I was wrong about that.
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that map make map? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
Right. And Twitch Mitch, people are going to be, where it, what's he look like? He looks like a smaller, skinnier version of Chris Farley.
Oh, so.
What?
That's what he looks like. Who's side by side with him and Chris Farley? Just the face.
Wow.
I'm telling you, I'm dead ass.
You said just worse the face.
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tangent.
Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
If you order a dirty martini and it comes and it's not a dirty martini, if it's not a dirty.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Don't put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
I would just also like to clarify, I don't actually like smell, I just stink. I'm just the worst.
Oh, you just stink at golf and other things.
Yes, I stink at like my job and stuff like that, but I don't actually smell.
Life, really.
Yeah, sure.
Now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party!
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Good morning. Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors!
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. It's my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill. Greg Hill. Show. All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go!
Tick, tick, boom.
Good morning and happy Roadshow Friday from the world famous beachcomber in Wellfleet, Massachusetts. Hello. Thank you. There may be no more beautiful place to do a radio show than right here on the beach in Wellfleet. Am I right about that?
Every time you drive down the hill, it's just like the most beautiful. Sun's already up.
Yeah, it is a beautiful place.
Listening off the Atlantic.
Looks like it's going to be a beautiful day.
Yeah, the sun was out all day yesterday. Sun looks like it's going to be out for us this morning. This is the first road show we've had without rain.
I think you're right.
I think it is. So
it's the first. It seems like the first day we've had without rain. But
God is shining down on the beachcomber.
We had a great night last night. We were out at the Sea Dog in Yarmouth, and I want to thank everybody who came out last night. Got to watch a great hockey game. I cannot believe that the Panthers blew that game last night.
I am shocked. 3-0, the most dangerous lead in hockey. That's always what I say. So
especially in the first period, you're like, oh, it didn't look good. I think our boss man Laird bet Edmonton, and we were talking about it, and it didn't look good. And then Edmonton ended up scoring. It was 3-1. You're like, all right. And then when I left the place, got back, unfortunately, we didn't have it on TV. So, but then I watched the highlights this morning. I was like, wow, Edmonton was up 4-3, and then the Panthers scored with like 30 seconds to go
less
in
than a
third period.
But then you've got to look at Draisaitl. It was like, what, his fourth game winner this postseason? It's insane.
All right. Well, my Edmonton Oilers.
Yeah.
I told you, I want McJesus to win one.
The first thing I thought of when it was 3-0 was the guy who picked Edmonton and the
$13 bet?
Yeah.
No, Curtis, it's all I think about. It's every single game. That guy is the only person I'm thinking
he
about.
He should have a live Twitch feed.
Yes, he should.
Who wouldn't want to watch a guy that's about to lose $150,000?
Well, Shime, how are you following him?
I'm sorry. I was texting boss man. Apologies.
Live.
Yep, I'm aware. I'm trying to get the audio levels good to go, so apologies.
I want to go inside your text messages to Ken. What's the deal?
Well, so my text messages don't go through to Griff because Griff doesn't have an iPhone, and so they don't connect Wi-Fi to Wi-Fi. I have to text Ken in order to tell Griff that I need some more juice from everybody, please.
Yeah, you got to juice it up, and then are you hearing that feedback, Griff, here in the building? Do you know you're working on it? Well. I mean, how long is that going to take?
I mean, iPhone, man. What are you doing?
You can't have the speakers. The way it works, you cannot have the speakers projecting toward us. We'll have feedback all morning. People will leave the radio show. I don't know what they'll do. People might leave the beachcomber here.
Nobody's leaving.
Is anybody leaving the beachcomber then?
No.
Okay, good. Nobody's leaving because you're in an Aloe for Men's waffle shirt this morning.
Oh, thank you.
I did notice. Brand new looks.
Thank you for I've had it for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Aloe for Men. Waffle shirt?
Yeah.
What's that? Call it a thermal, but that's
they call it a waffle shirt because I have maple syrup spilled on it.
Were you disappointed when it arrived? I think the two things. One, Ken's shirt today is electric.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
He took a selfie with it when Shime was texting him. But the thing about, just to go back to the guy that bet that money, you have what, $450,000? What's the max payout if he wins?
$276,000.
Yeah. So right now, if it's $110,000, you're risking. So you would go from $110,000. To 13, as opposed to 270 to 110.
Yeah.
Right. It's a no-brainer.
No-brainer.
Yeah. We let it ride if it is a $500,000 like payout.
Right.
Then you're like, all right, well, you know what?
I could buy a house.
Yeah, the difference between one, what'd you say, 107?
Yeah, I think something
like
that.
Something like that, you know, to 277. You're like, all right, let me just get this. What's an extra, you know, $170,000 versus – an extra 170,000 versus an extra 500,000.
Not math.
Yeah, math. Right. It's too early.
Please,
for math.
Not from you.
Yeah,
no,
it's too early.
Please.
I know math money.
Yeah. I understand.
By the way, Chris,
if you could just make the point, like what you're saying is, you're not going to let it ride unless it's $500,000.
Right. Yeah, it's got to be more than that. Yeah,
okay. A lot of bread.
Yeah, it's got to be half a milli at least.
I listened to the Breslow interview yesterday. Excellent. I have not been more surprised than by the answers he gives for such a smart guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he is not a moron. He's played in the major leagues. He played with the Boston Red Sox.
And he's thoughtful when he answers. You could tell he thinks about it before he just starts talking.
Exactly. He doesn't fly off the handle. He's not emotional. And every week he says something that is just shocking. What he said to you, Craig, about Sam Kennedy, saying he doesn't have the details or whatever the hell it was. It's his boss.
I don't know why he just doesn't answer real quick and say, oh, you know, Sam and I are on the same page, and where they're clearly not on the same page.
Not even like, close.
So Sam is telling you, was telling you that he believes that Rafael Devers, if you ask him nicely,
he'll put that glove on and go play a little first base. Craig Breslow was like yesterday on the show, what is Sam Kennedy talking about?
Yeah.
Sam doesn't know what he's talking about. That's complete dysfunction over there.
Right. The whole point of it was is that Craig Breslow saw a need, whether he's right or wrong, he saw a need at first base. And Devers wouldn't play first base. So when Sam Kennedy tells Tom Caron that he'll be there if we need him, Breslow's sitting there like, we have needed him,
right.
And he hasn't done it. So he comes on here, and it's like, that cuts the legs out from under him.
Right. I think that's part of what you heard is that basically Sam Kennedy is publicly taking away his authority in the whole thing. I think
Sam is being more politically correct. I think Sam is just going, when asked that question, he's there for him if we need him, where Breslow is going, well, Breslow's being more truthful and saying, well, I don't know, based on what Raffy's talking about, it's going to be a struggle to get him going there, where Sam's just doing the politically correct thing.
Well, but it's not even politically correct, because if you're Sam, you're setting Raffy up for failure, because we have needed him. So if he goes out there and says that, mm-hmm. to try to back him up and say, oh, he's for the team, team, fans are going to say, well, what's been going on?
But
then?
That's what he's doing, though. That's why he's saying
that's the issue.
To make it seem like, all right, Raffy is a team player, and if we really needed him in a pinch, break glass because of emergency, he would be there for us. But in their mind, it's not an emergency because of the way Toro's playing at first base, because of the way Romy Gonzalez is playing at first base. So for them, it isn't a need for him to be there.
But then it's Sam that is causing the problem.
Yeah. Right?
Then it's Sam shouldn't have said that to Tom Caron.
He should have answered it like Breslow, we'll just figure it out when we figure it out and see what happens. But as of right now, those other guys that are playing, they have done a good job.
I did love how Greg's follow-up questions were two scenarios that Craig both said, well, I did not say that. Like, it was, you would like Sam not to speak.
He's
Breslow was lucky that Leah Anthony was on.
Did not say that either.
Yes, he was.
Lucky.
I know we don't have time, but at some point...
Oh.
Are we going to address the...
It's my lead.
It is?
Oh.
What's that?
Do people not have fun anymore?
No, and let me just say this, because this part is not part of my lead. The tweet that I got that has really just made my blood boil, that Courtney, with three words, are you single, set women back in sports, 20 years. Let me be clear. This is a baseball player's sister who got into the news because everybody thought she was gorgeous. And she is. And she was so cool. But I'm going to get to the background of me talking to Leah during my lead.
During your lead, yeah.
During my lead.
Wait,
but
this
to
was
say,
an issue?
But,
yeah,
yes.
I missed
it. Wait,
that
hold on.
Something.
Let me just finish this one point. Let me just finish this one point. If I were to set women back 20 years, it would have been me interviewing Caitlin Clark after an unbelievable game and saying, hey, Caitlin, are you single?
Yeah.
That would be the issue. Yeah. This is a baseball player's sister who is in the news because men are loving her. Women are loving her.
Yeah. No, it's it was an issue with some. Everybody else, whether it was TMZ or Daily Mail or the New York Post, was talking about what a great woman she is.
Yes.
I can't wait to hear this. It's who had an issue with it?
Oh, my God.
I'm not even going to say her name because that's what she wants.
Oh, so it's a female. Always a female.
Is it someone in the media?
They want to be.
Always a female that rocks the boat. It's like the one guy, the guy there who was interviewing the two girls at the Braves game. And then here comes the feminist activist from out of the bleachers. You can't ask a woman that.
Okay.
Hey, we're having fun with her.
Greg, what'd you say about the people in the Christmas tree that they needed more, you said, a pipe? Is that what you said?
There's always that one, not all female, but there's always that one that comes out of nowhere.
Right. Well, somebody that's miserable in their own life, that doesn't understand why they're not successful, and they prove it when they make points like that.
How could Courtney say that as she signals? She set the women
it's
back.
It's literally the only thing anybody watching the game was thinking about.
Yeah. 50 years.
No, we will get to that, and you're going to get to that during your league, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right.
I can't wait.
We are at the Beachcomber in Wellfleet, and a whole bunch of you came out this morning, and... Thank you so much. It's a beautiful day. We have a lot to get to this morning, including our leads coming up in about 15 minutes or so. And then they set it at 7:20, and that is a quick back and forth on everything they said yesterday. And it will include what some are saying about Shamar Stewart leaving mandatory minicamp to go and get himself a bigger bag of cash. And I know where one person on this show stands on that, but we'll get to that and the rest of They Said It coming up at 7:20. The news of Courtney at 7:45 this morning, Truth or Fraudulent, the Cape Cod edition, with you up against Wiggy at 8:30. And then Hill Notes at 9:20 on this morning's show. So a reminder that you can leave a voice note for us on any topic at any time on the Odyssey app. And to get us started, here is Courtney with What is Trending.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's What's Trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Bosch. The Red Sox are back in action tonight. They have the Yankees in town. 7:10 first pitch. Sean McDonough joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show.
I heard our midday show shows and keep that they are. By the way, if you don't listen to them, I feel sorry. I laugh my ass off.
Talk
every
about
day.
Fun.
Fun show. They were playing a drop from Will Fleming, who said, "I can't stop looking at Roman Anthony's mom."
Yeah.
So I
and you can't
fly.
Take your eyes off his mom.
Careful, Will. Some lady's gonna come for you.
Yep. The Oilers are alive after some extra hockey and being down in most of the game. Edmonton takes game takes the game 5-4 behind yet another Draisaitl game winner. U.S. Open continues today. J.J. Spahn is atop the leaderboard at 4-under with Scottie Scheffler 7 shots back at Oakmont. J.J. was the only guy to end the first round bogey-free, so that would have been my bet to get J.J. Yeah. Spahn bogey-free. The Thunder and Pacers face off for game 4 tonight in Indiana. Tip is at 8:30. And with Bosch 18-volt Glide Miter Saw, you'll feel like the smoothest cat on this side of the Smoothsville. Meow. And when you can make cuts this smooth, the more you Bosch, the more you feel like a Bosch. Somebody did me dirty there, right?
Yes.
Okay. That is what's trending. We have our leads coming up next.
Save that.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Roadshow Friday from the world-famous Beachcomber in Wellfleet, Massachusetts. Be louder than that. Come on, it's a Friday. One more time. Yes. All right, great.
The bar must not be open yet.
Right. Oh, no. I think the bar, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, never mind.
Yeah. Bar's open. We had an unbelievable night last night, and I want to thank everybody who came out and hung out and watched a hockey game with us last night. At the Sea Dog in Yarmouth.
Was the bar open there?
Yes. Bar was open there. Had a great, great cup of clam chowder before that at Skipper's.
Yes.
Great spot. Never been.
So many. There was a woman there last night wearing a Skipper's sweatshirt.
Yeah.
She said it's her favorite place.
Right.
We do have to address the elephant in the room because Mitch gave Greg the over-under on 6 drinks, I believe it was, for a pregame.
It was more like 60 for Twitchman.
Correct.
How many? There's no way.
No, there wasn't. I asked you last night. You said 7, so we were over that because we still had another 2 hours.
Yeah. Please welcome Twitch Mitch to his first ever roadshow. But great. Listen, I want to thank Sea Dog for hosting us last night. Want to thank everybody who came out. Little Odyssey app appreciation early for Ring Brothers Wholesale, which is in Dennis, and Andrew and the guys who came out. They had to be at work last night at 4 a.m., but they were out hanging out all night last night. So want to thank those guys for listening every morning over there. And I want to thank everybody who is making all of the road shows possible, including Miller Lite. It is Miller Time New England, Harbor One Bank. They know your business like nobody's business. Absolute Ocean Spray Vodka Cranberry Sparkling Cocktails, because some collaborations are just destined to be. Land Rover Norwood, where everything is different. And the Red Jacket Resorts. There's room for everyone at Red Jacket Resorts. And that's where we stayed last night, and a great place to stay.
Oh, man,
right,
that place is beautiful.
Did you like it, Wiggy?
Yeah, because I went down on the beach earlier, because it's, literally on the beach, and it was – the ocean looked beautiful. It was really, really nice, man.
Yeah.
It was really nice.
I get somewhat sad for you when Mrs. Wiggins is not on a roadshow and you go to the beach.
Yeah.
That
was a – last night would have been a beautiful spot. Hey, no cap.
Are you just like watching – walking and looking at the water and
yeah, you
and
know,
vibing. Crying?
No, I ain't crying. Don't get it twisted. I'm out there vibing,
okay,
you know.
All right.
Maybe I light something up.
All
right. Oh. Man, it's legal.
Okay. Yeah. Marijuana.
You know what I mean? It's legal in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Put on the earth for me and you.
Wagwan.
We should have bingo with Wiggy every day.
Oh, no, what things he says?
Right. I met a listener. He was Jamaican. He was like, he loves my Jamaican accent at the Sea Dog last night.
Do you think he really does?
Yeah, he does. He's like, you know, I love to hear you do your Jamaican accent. I told you, my father never gave me nothing except for the fact that he was from the Caribbean.
Wiggy's
Caribbean
accent.
Blood in him.
Your accent would be perfect if Donald Trump was Jamaican.
Yeah.
So you always bring those two together.
We got to be careful when asking people about their accents. We know what happened with Leah Anthony. Can't ask a woman. Do you like a guy's accent?
Disgrace to the profession.
Really?
Women are set back 100 years.
I am itching for my lead.
You are?
Yeah.
I cannot wait, Courtney.
Itching.
Well, go green.
Courtney and I discovered the blog last night, and we went back and forth on who got to do it as a lead. So I'm giving it to you.
Thank you.
So we'll get to that momentarily.
Yes.
Okay.
Why is a woman even on the radio? God.
Right. Can you imagine? She set back the women's movement by 100 years.
Yeah. Kitchens that way, toots.
Do you think I should have asked Leah Anthony, what the Red Sox should do at first base? What are we doing?
Yes.
We work in sports. Smile.
Should have been like, how many ground balls did you take with him when he was 14?
All right. And also, this road show today here in Wellfleet is brought to you locally by Shepley Wood Products, by Nauset Disposal, by Copeland Chevrolet Subaru and the Cape Cod Regional Transit Authority, and we thank all of them. We are going to get to They Said It coming up at 7:20. This is Glenn. Glenn from Lowell. Glenn, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. How are you?
What's up?
Well, I get a little tidbit from, I guess you guys had a great tribute to Brian Wilson yesterday.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if you know, but the Beach Boys, I believe, were in Courtney's backyard, her hometown of Lowell, on Tuesday, with John Stamos.
Yeah.
They did a concert for Middlesex Community College, where Courtney's mom has spent a lot of time there.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, I said that yesterday. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was the tidbit. Yeah. I was waiting for an actual tidbit, but that was the tidbit.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Glenn.
And I have a tidbit for you.
Yeah.
Maria Curtis, unprovoked, unprompted, yesterday called and said, "Tell Greg I loved the audio eulogy that you did for the Beach Boys."
What a marvelous woman she is.
I've never gotten a phone call where she said she loved anything I said, but
there's still time.
Right.
How was now you stayed in P-Town?
Yes.
How was it?
Oh, beautiful. Yesterday it was like 75. When I got back, it was still 70 degrees and just the perfect temperature. I love P-Town. We're going to stay there this weekend. Jess and James are coming in tonight.
And is it accurate that yesterday you visited the sex toy shop owned by Jordan's parents?
When in Rome.
So they own a sex store.
Yes.
Jordan Hudson's parents.
Right. It's diagonally from one of our favorite places, the Canteen on Commercial Street. I went to her henna tattoo place. Didn't see her. West End Salon. I didn't see her, but it was a perfect day. Yesterday was literally the perfect weather day.
Did you patronize our sex shop?
I did not.
Oh, okay.
Do they have any kind of, have they worked on any sort of a collaboration with their future son-in-law? Like, do they have any kind of...
That is so eerie to think of it.
Do they have like a Bill Belichick like logoed... Benoit balls, right, or something like that.
Can I say what it is? Like, there's a toy that says when you can't do your job.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Brilliant.
Yeah. The Belichick.
Curtis.
Yeah, I like that.
And we have to ask, how was the walk yesterday morning?
It was not quite as big as I may have hoped, but it was we just went in a loop. James had walked around the 12 classmates. We had pictures from when he was born. Until he was, so four pictures, and he talked about it. And then he had cake pops, which was a great time.
Awesome.
So, lovely day. Perfect. And you guys went viral twice in the hour I left, so I wasn't missed at all.
Yeah. You started the show talking. Is your lead about what happened with Craig Breslow yesterday? Or, because I was going to talk
about that. No, I'm going to do a rare thing. I'm going to do a lead about Tom Brady.
Okay. All right. Well, we are at the Beachcomber in Wellfleet. It is a Roadshow Friday. Good morning. I love Cape Cod.
Same.
They are so... Cape Cod, you've been so loyal to the show, and thank you so much. Every time we come down here, you come out, you show up. You showed up last night, and you're here this morning. So thank you a ton for that. There was something I wanted to mention. I can't remember what it was.
2 to 5 today at the Pearl?
Huh?
2 to 5 today at the Pearl?
No.
Okay.
It was 1 week from today.
Oh.
Roadshow number 6, we will be at Bernie's on the beach in Hampton Beach. So just a heads up, on Monday's show also, I will tell you how you can win VIP access for the final roadshow this roadshow season on the actual dive floating bar on Lake Winnipesaukee. So,
hopefully not in.
Some might be in, but we have 70. I think we get 70 people, whatever it is, up and down on the dive. Everybody else, you'll be there. I know in your boat, floating out in the sandbar area, in your bathing suit, Monday morning, we'll tell you how to be there with us.
I know I don't want to be a Wiggy where I give an idea to someone that already had it thought out.
Yes.
But what if we had a way in which you make a donation to the foundation and then that enters you into a lottery
to get
one of the 70 spots.
We could do that, like a raffle thing.
I mean, we don't want to make money. We don't sell merch. I mean, who needs it? Radio's just booming. So, but yeah. I mean, I figure that might be a good way to do it.
Yeah. How is, speaking of the merch, how is the limited edition Beachcomber collab sweatshirt?
Let me tell you, these are going to fly off the shelf.
Yeah.
So if you want one of these sweatshirts, I would go early to Ashley, the amazing Ashley. She's in the back,
back,
I believe.
Back over there, yep.
Back right. And they're very, very comfortable.
Yeah.
Very.
We have a limited edition, small batch, only available here this morning. So
I will say, size up.
Oh, size up.
Size up.
Okay. All right. That means we're getting out of your 3X.
Yeah. I got a 3X. It fits good. So.
All right. Chime, let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Great choice here on the beach in Wellfleet Chime, Zach Brown Band. Another summer without a Fenway Zach Brown Band show, which kind of stinks.
I know, really stinks.
But sunrise, beautiful today.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous here. And leads are brought to you by Subaru of New England. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. It is a Subaru summer. So get yours today, and here is Shine to start us off this morning. Hey, Shine.
Hey, Greg. Good morning. So the you guys touched on it earlier a little bit, but the Stanley Cup final game last night was a fantastic finish for the Edmonton Oilers. They're the first team since the Canadiens in 1919 to rally from a three-point deficit on the road, and Draisaitl kind of got... he got the game-winning goal in this game, but he got boned overall in the overall season because he deserved to win the MVP. He deserved to win the Hart Trophy, and yet instead they gave it to a goalie who also won the Vezina, and Connor Hellebuck. Had a great year. That's awesome. He got the Vezina. Give the Hart Trophy to Leon Draisaitl. This guy's freaking awesome. He led the league in goals. It's stupid. They won the game last night, but I feel like he still got boned. I love Leon Draisaitl. He should have been the Hart Trophy recipient this year.
Well, yes, but you, Shime, Curtis knows this as a puckhead.
Yeah.
Nothing better than a hot goaltender. Yeah. I mean, you got
Yeah, that's
got
why he has his own trophy. That's the whole point of the Vezina.
Yeah, that's – listen, if somebody is that important – valuable, if you will, it's in the title.
Right.
Then they can get both.
Yeah.
Have you ever stood on your head, Shime?
The Bruins won a Stanley Cup. Maybe when I was a kid. I don't know.
The Bruins won a Stanley Cup because of the way that goalie played.
Yeah, and the goalie can
Tim
win the Conn Smythe.
Yeah.
That's great. Like, the Hart Trophy is meant to go to the best player during the regular season. It should have gone to Leon Draisaitl.
But you're saying, when you say best player, this is an interesting argument. You're saying only offensively.
Yeah, that's why there's a Vezina trophy to specify who the best goalie was.
And there's a Norris trophy for defensemen. So you're saying that most valuable player ought to only be skilled goal scorers, is what you're saying.
No, not skilled goal scorers, skilled skaters. That's like a defenseman can win. If the defenseman blows people away, he can win the Hart Trophy because he was the most valuable player. A goalie should not be winning the Hart Trophy.
But would you
over
be upset
like
with
Leon
that?
Draisaitl.
Like,
can you just let people finish speaking?
I didn't know. I thought he was done.
Right in the middle of speaking.
Yeah, I thought he was done.
Right in the middle of it.
I thought he was done.
No, just listen. You can hear when he stops.
Go ahead.
Good. What?
I finished my thought. I feel like a skater should be the one winning the Hart Trophy, not a goal.
Well, my point was.
He was still speaking.
Well, get to your point, man.
He was still speaking.
My point was, would he be upset if a defenseman got it because a defenseman can win a defenseman trophy? The Norris, would he be upset?
Yeah, Greg literally mentioned that, and I said no because I said
all skaters
can win. Yes, I did. I said all skaters, actual skaters who skate around on the ice, not just sit in the net, can win the Hart Trophy, in my opinion.
That's just stupid what you're saying. You done with your lead?
I have my opinion, Wiggy. You have yours.
No, I get it, but I'm trying to get to the bottom of it. God forbid I cut you off. You get a little tight around here. You cut somebody off, right?
I didn't get mad at you.
My bad. I said no.
Yeah. Well, we know how you operate. Yeah. Same way you drive.
You see
somebody getting out of a car with a walker, and you cut them off, too.
Welcome to Massachusetts, Greg.
All right.
That's what we do.
Thank you, Shine. Appreciate that. Curtis,
welcome.
Good morning.
Hi, Greg. Good morning, everybody. Unbelievable.
Crowd. Let me know when I can jump
in. I will, Wiggs. Wiggs, you can jump on me whenever you want. You're much bigger than me, and you probably have a better point.
But he doesn't even put sunscreen on guys' backs. He's not going to jump on you.
Good. He's actually taking radio back by not doing that. So the Patriots announced yesterday that on August 8th, before a preseason game against the Commanders, they will unveil the Brady statue that Kraft said would happen a year ago, June 12th. I am so tired of the Patriots trying to still profit off a guy they never paid fair market value to. I know Tom Brady does the Fox Game of the Week still. Surprisingly, he's still doing it. So Sundays may be difficult. The Patriots have a Monday night game against the Giants. Tom Brady also, I believe, has access to a private jet. You can figure this out. You could do any number of things. You could do it when you have the season ticket holders there and there isn't a game, and you have a similar night where it's not, you know, 60,000 people, but you fill the area outside of the Patriots Hall of Fame and people can see it being unveiled. It shouldn't be before a meaningless preseason game. Tom Brady deserves everything and then some. I just don't understand why they are so tone deaf as to how this is. This should be a great thing. You're giving the guy a statue, greatest player of all time. Awesome. Now pay $200 to sit in the 300s to watch a game where the starters will play one series.
Is it possible that Tom told them that that's when he wanted it?
I mean, I guess, but why? If you think it's just coincidental there happens to be a home preseason game that day?
Right, and they only got one this year.
Yeah. Like, I'm sorry.
I love the fact that they did. They should have did it like how they did the, what was this, the ceremony when it was like just the night.
Right,
you know
June 12th last year.
You mean it's an event that you go to, but, yeah. but that would still frustrate Curtis because they'd be charging to go to the event.
My guess is it wouldn't be as much as you have to pay to get into, because basically the regular season, you pay for your season tickets, you have to pay for the preseason game.
Yeah.
It's expensive. I just feel like it just is so anticlimactic, and it's also like Vrabel's beginning. He's building something. Like, why are you having his first game on the sideline be about the guy that he used to play with?
Like, so it's like a sloppy seconds thing.
It's
like,
just weird. I either do it, like, if the Patriots announced today that on August 9th at Patriot Place they would unveil the statue, details to follow. They'd get everybody to go to Red Robin and Davio's, and then they could walk down the steps and see it.
So do it like on a day that they have just a regular training camp practice?
Right. So you don't have to go and spend and schlep to go for a preseason game you wouldn't want to watch otherwise.
Yeah. All right, Curtis, thank you. That is August 8th.
Yes.
At Gillette Stadium. The bronze Tom Brady statue will be presented to New England. So we have more leads to come, including Courtney. And there are some who do not enjoy fun, apparently.
Correct. Yeah. Not at all.
You have been accused of setting women back by decades.
Yeah, that was a different person who said that, but this woman basically said that as well, this reporter.
All right. So we'll get to that during Courtney's lead. We are at the Beachcomber in Wellfleet on a beautiful Friday. The road show continues next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
There may be no more beautiful place to do a show on a Friday in June than Wellfleet on the Cape and the world the world famous beachcomber. And weather turning out beautiful, Curtis. Thank you.
God, going to Courtney for the weather because she's a girl.
It really is. It's beautiful. And we're here all morning. And if you're not here with us, you can watch this show on YouTube or on Twitch. And it is brought to you on Twitch by Springer's Jewelers. And go see them before Sunday because Sunday is Father's Day. And get Dad a beautiful timepiece and go see him in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. But we have leads left this morning, including one from Courtney. Hello.
Good morning, everybody. And I'm in such a good mood, and I really don't want to bring it down. And so, like I said earlier, we saw this blog yesterday. I'm not going to say this woman's name. I'm not even going to say the website because I think that's what she wants. The headline alone was completely clickbait. It read, WEEI's segment with Roman Anthony's sister is a disgrace to Red Sox coverage.
A disgrace?
A disgrace.
Damn.
If you are just tuning in or if you missed yesterday's show, Roman Anthony's sister, Leah, joined us yesterday. We did an interview with her around 9:20. You can listen to it on the Odyssey app.
Why?
And she rose to fame during Roman's debut in the majors, second game, because they couldn't make the first one. And the whole family was there, and they kept showing the family, and she's a beautiful 23-year-old woman. And people loved her. Obviously, that's what happened.
Mostly men, but it happens.
I loved her.
Yeah.
So I reached out to her. I asked if she wanted to come on the show because of the gain in followers and how she was on TMZ and everything else. She immediately said yes. She's so sweet. And we went back and forth. So before I get into what she and I talked about, let me just read a few things that this reporter wrote. She was even interviewed in WEEI's The Greg Hill Show on June 12th, which took the coverage way too far, in parentheses, and it had already crossed a line. She goes on to say, the suggestive questions aren't the only problem with this interview, although they're high on the list. Leah didn't ask for any of this attention. She simply attended a baseball game, and it's unfortunate that she couldn't do so without objectification from part of the audience.
Oh.
She ends it with, multiple commenters characterized the interview as, quote, creepy, and it's not unreasonable to expect better from a show with significant influence in Boston.
Thank you. That's
she's
nice.
Wrong. She's wrong about that.
Yes,
go ahead.
She is wrong. Yeah. Those were just a few parts that I pulled out. There was one commenter on our Instagram that called it creepy. Nothing about this was creepy. This is a 23-year-old woman who I talked to. I explained what the interview was going to be about, and I even went a step further yesterday because in our Twitch, on text line, in person, people that I personally know had asked me, is she single? And so I reached out to her. If you know me, if you've ever met me, if you've spent 5 minutes with me, you know the last thing I want to do is make anybody, especially a woman, feel uncomfortable. So I reached out. I said, hey, I want to make sure that this is completely, you're aware of how this interview is going to go. I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable. Is it okay, because people are asking, to ask if you are single? She immediately came back, absolutely, no problem there.
Right.
And if this reporter wanted to actually do journalism and look into how maybe Leah was feeling about this interview, it's very simple. There's 25 comments, not many to go through, on our Instagram post of the interview with Leah. Leah commented, "I had such a great time speaking with you guys. Thank you for having me."
Now let me be
as clear as possible. You on your high horse, who has to take everything so seriously, we are not saving lives. We are not doctors. We are not surgeons. We work in sports. It is okay to have fun. But you on your high horse, trying to be a savior for women when it comes to male sports fans, what you did in return was put down a female who works in sports.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yes. It made me so angry yesterday, and the few people that just jumped on the bandwagon to say I set women back. We're talking to a woman who people are interested in her personal life. She is not an athlete. Maybe she was growing up, but right now she's not a professional athlete. Her brother is. So we had a nice conversation with a woman who was fully aware of where the conversation was going to go because I wanted to make sure she was comfortable. Did this woman ever think that maybe she decided to do the show because there was a woman on it and she thought it would be fun to talk to another woman about how crazy it could be to be caught on camera and your social media go nuts?
I think she seems pretty happy with the way it's going.
Her family is too. She said, our family can't believe it.
Yeah, she's up over 18,000 followers.
Yeah.
Like, I think she's probably happy with that.
Yes. But that, the bottom line, every time that a woman decides to, you know, be the savior of somebody that doesn't need saving in the sports world like this, you're actually putting down somebody else.
It happens all over the place, not only in sports, in general life, where somebody thinks they are speaking for somebody else who they have decided is a victim, when the person who should be the victim is not a victim.
Right.
Doesn't feel like a victim.
Yeah.
Doesn't even want them to speak for them.
Correct.
Well, but
it's nuts. But have some fun.
Right. I think it's an ideology thing where it's like people don't realize that what they're doing is actually what they're saying Courtney's doing.
Right.
Which is to place the intentions of what this chick thinks would be said versus what actually was done. What this Leah did, she went on under her own free will. I had to lie about a birthday walk because she didn't want me to be part of it. But she came on. She had a great time.
Yeah.
And Courtney noted it. The first thing I saw because I clicked it was her Instagram saying, "Thanks so much. I had a good time."
Right. Yeah.
What, did this woman want Courtney to ask her about the infield fly rule?
That's what I don't understand. It's not that serious. Not everything. If you work in sports, I think sometimes people feel like it is do or die, or that we need to be a certain type of way. If you're a woman working in sports, you don't. You just have to be yourself. And I'm sorry if you don't like who I am, but it is what it is.
But Courtney, you know what it is. The problem that people have is they just can't be honest.
Mm-hmm.
She's a beautiful woman who does not, she's not afraid to show her beauty. And so when you're talking, and basically she blew up because of that. So she don't have an issue with that.
Right.
Like, she's like, I know why people are kind of blowing me up for everything.
Yeah, and she's welcome on our show anytime.
And I think we should get her.
You're going on vacation. We should get her to fill in on the news.
Sure.
If she's available.
Please, Leah's my girl.
Let's get her.
Yeah.
Get her for the dive show.
Yeah.
I hope that blogger missed our dump out segment from the quick.
Yeah, she's clearly never listened to the show.
Yeah. No, I don't believe that you set women back at all.
Thank you.
No.
I think you have advanced
women
when it comes to broadcasting.
Yeah. Thank you.
Right? You guys agree. All right.
Thank you.
Job, Courtney.
We are at the world famous Beachcomber in Wellfleet, and it is a roadshow Friday coming up at 7:20. We will get to They Said It. Go over everything that they said in sports. At 8:30 this morning, your chance to win a limited edition Seaport Connect Greg Hill Show Roadshow Trucker Hat. We will play Truth or Fraudulent with Wiggy, you versus Wiggy, the Cape Cod edition. Wiggy, do you know a lot about the Cape? Probably not a lot.
Not much. But okay. I did see a sign yesterday coming into the Cape.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I should have took a picture of it, but I was driving.
Wiggy was right. I saw the same sign.
Yeah. And before you get to the bridge, you go over. It says, Welcome to the Cape.
Oh, yeah.
Damn it.
Wake so right again.
I was wrong again.
So when I remember when we were at, what were we at?
We were at some lobster
Brown,
trap.
We were at Bourne.
Lobster trap.
Yeah. And I said, I think the Cape actually starts before you go over the bridge.
I said no bridge.
Yep.
Me too.
I thought it was a bridge.
I was wrong.
Yeah.
No, right good again. Job,
Curtis and I were wrong. Yeah.
You were right. Okay, people.
Yeah. All right. So
Cape Cotters.
They said it's 7:20. Truth or Fraudulent, 8:30 this morning. Hill Notes at 9:20. And we will be right back with the rest of today's leads from the Beachcomber in Wellfleet on the Greg Hill Show at WEEI.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.